Hello, this is Elizabeth Gick for Telluride Inside and Out. I will be talking with John Bruna, also known as Monk Yangtze Jopel, about his upcoming seminar at the Telluride Yoga Center. We call it Buddhism 101, a five-session course to be held next weekend, May 11th to the 13th. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a joy to be here.
Great to hear your voice. My first question is about your background and your relationship to Buddhism. What was it that attracted you so much that you became a monk?
Well,
can you say that in less than 10 minutes?
Yes, I know. A long story in a very short period of time. But my journey here has actually been a 27-year journey, and we'll keep it real brief. The thing that essentially caught me about 13 years ago when I really delved into Buddhism was actually after a divorce, and I really looked deeply at what is the meaning of life and what's the cause of suffering in our life. And that's exactly what the Buddhist teaching is all about. The Buddha taught us how not to suffer. And it was within that day that I really delved into meditation and the teachings of Buddhism. And they just really seemed to unlock a lot of potential in my life. And I took about a year and a half to really focus on my inner development and understanding Buddhism. And with that came an inner peace, a much deeper interaction with the world and my relationships with people, the ability to be a much better father and ultimately a grandfather. So it just seemed to really provide the answers that are within. The idea that if I change my life, I change the whole world that I live in and my environment. And so
beautiful.
Really the critical turning point there.
Okay, thank you for that. So, and then you were a monk for more than 6 years. And we are used to seeing you in your red robes. We will be very surprised to see you with hair on your head and blue jeans. What brought about this dramatic change?
Well, to be fair, there won't be much hair on my head. that hairstyle has not changed much. I kind of like the monastic look there. So it's a little to deal with. However, so I was fortunate to have the opportunity to be ordained to join one of the prestigious monasteries of the Tibetan tradition and live as a monk for over 6 years and value that experience. The transition back into the life of a layperson was not an easy choice. It was something that, you know, has many many facets to it, and took the guidance of some of my spiritual guides and teachers. But ultimately, the decision to transition back into lay life was twofold. One is, ironically enough, this will provide me more opportunity to do silent meditative retreats.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone thinks a monk, that's all they do, but actually the life of a working monk is a lot more 16-hour days and a lot of study and practice and work. And this is time for me to go inward and do a lot more extensive silent retreat. And the other aspect was that the knowledge that as a layperson, I would be more beneficial to be able to teach people that are not Buddhist, to be a bridge from this ancient tradition to our more modern Western lifestyle. As a layperson, I have an opportunity to explain sort of the essence of mindfulness to people and audiences and colleges and universities and just regular folk that may not be as approachable when I'm in robes. And so this opportunity has opened quite a few doors for me to work in the area of mindfulness and helping people to improve the quality of their life in ways that as a monk would be more religious, this would be much more secular, and that anyone could benefit from.
Wow, great. Well, we would have opened our door to you either way. We'll be so happy to have you here next weekend. And we start Friday evening, go Saturday, Sunday. Could you just mention a few of the highlights of the central essential questions you will be answering for us in this five-session course?
Well, really, the goal that I would like to bring to this class, as we call it Buddhism 101 or Buddhism in plain English, is to demystify the Buddhist path and to make it practical and accessible. Often people get caught up in the idea of something that's very far away, very mystical, very esoteric, when in fact the Buddha taught a very practical way of living life. So my goal is to really unpack the Four Noble Truths, but teach how that applies in our daily lives, so the cause of suffering and the cessation of suffering. But the Buddha ultimately taught, no matter what tradition, he taught many methods. There's many traditions of Buddhism, but essentially what he taught was three basic things that provide us a path to liberation, and that's ethics, concentration, and wisdom. And so the goal of this class is to be able to take us through a clear overview so that anyone there would have a really good understanding of the path of a Buddhist, but more importantly, how this can apply in my daily life and my routine, whether I'm at work or at home, with my relationships with others. What's this mean on a daily life to me, and how does that work, and how can that benefit my life? How does this lead to an end to suffering and more happiness and peace in my daily life?
I can't wait. John. I have to, I know, and maybe that's the answer to my question. How do we prepare for class? I will practice patience, obviously, because I have no choice. otherwise, is there a way we can better be prepared for this beautiful class?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the best books that just really is so just so clear is one written by His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, and it's called How to Practice, and A Meaningful Way of Life. It's How to Practice a Meaningful Way of Life, and it's a nice little book, and it actually does take you through the Four Noble Truths. Again, it provides practical and accessible applications of the Buddhist teachings, even little contemplations, little meditations. It's just a really wonderful overview of Buddhism in general in a very accessible book that His Holiness really sat down with the translator, to really get out to people so that they understand Buddhism. So that would be one book I would recommend.
Fabulous. Great. Well, I think we answered a few really important questions, or you answered them. Thank you so much. And to our listeners out there, please join us next Friday evening, 7 p.m., Telluride Yoga Center. And you have the times in the article. See you there. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Look so forward to it.
Great.